Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Fall is in the air. Have you opened up your windows yet? The breeze feels so refreshing. It's also a fabulous time to enjoy the sun and stroll through beautiful gardens. How would you like to visit a destination garden for world travelers where you don't need to leave Florida? A botanical garden where you can discover exotic plants that you've only seen in the 1940s Tarzan movies. A garden that has a sinkhole, waterfall, and a fern cobble. We have Alexis Caffrey, director of Kanapaha Botanical Gardens, with us, and we're also going to discuss what to do with your leftover pumpkins. I'll give you some ideas. We have Kelly Blez, our producer, is at the controls. Tom McCubb and Joni and I are hosting from our homes. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You've got the Earth and the Moon the same distance from the Sun, but there's a 60-degree difference in temperature, and that difference is basically 2 trillion tons of naturally occurring carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Today, we have 3 trillion tons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. If 2 trillion tons makes a 60-degree difference, 1 trillion tons of extra carbon dioxide is really going to warm things up. Learn more at volofoundation.org.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Welcome our newest listeners, Paula, Deb, Ben, David, and Robert. We're so happy that you're listening now. I'm Teresa Watkins, co-host of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author, and I have been so busy this week. I'm finalizing the details for filming Flip My Florida Yard in 2 weeks. It's going to be an installation in Winter Park, so we're excited about that. The holidays are coming up, and if you want to get your favorite gardener Christmas books, let me recommend Tom McCubbin's month-by-month gardening in Florida and Florida's Getting Started Garden Guide. They are must-haves for Florida gardeners. And I have a gardener's compendium, a detailed gardening series for the garden writer, poetry reader, or trivia lover. You can find them online or in your favorite bookstores. Thank you for stopping by for this first hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning. We're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or just make a comment. Now, hour number one, we're going to provide what you do with leftover pumpkins, and Tom and I will be talking to Alexis Caffrey, the director of the famous Kanapaha Botanical Garden in Gainesville, Florida. The variety of gardens they have, and they are some of the largest themed gardens in the Southeast. It makes it a must for your garden bucket list, or should I say bouquet list, right? Looking forward to talking with Alexis in just a bit. Hour number two, Tom's guest is Better Lawns and Gardens good friend, Lance Walheim, who will be talking about caring for your winter holiday plants. Yes, tis the season to do that. The webpage is up for November 2020. Tom has features on growing Florida onions and flowers that you can depend on for your color all winter long. And Joni's Corner has great tips for butterfly gardening. We still need to take care of our butterflies during the fall and winter, so it's important to read, so you need to go check that out. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's and what's blooming this month. You can also send your questions right to Better Lawns and Gardens, going to www.betterlawns.com, and you can contact us direct that way, and Tom will answer your questions. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio and taking your calls. Tom and Joni and I are co-hosting from home. You can also text us at 23680, and then go to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can like us at Better Lawns and Gardens. Tom and Joni, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tom, I have to hear an update. Joni, how many trick-or-treaters did you have?
We had about 10 just from the neighborhood that walked up, but our neighbor had the grandkids over and their friends, and so all total, I guess we had about 20. But just a small number, really. How about you?
We had none. Where we live, we're downtown in the district, the business district, and so we really have never, ever since Tony and I have lived here, never had trick-or-treaters. So we have to buy candy and go, oh, we got leftover candy.
And Kelly, how about you?
We had a handful, which I was kind of surprised of because our community is pretty close-knit. People are always outside when it comes to Halloween, but we only literally had probably like four around there.
There you go. Here was my rule this year. My rule is don't buy anything that you don't like.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I was prepared. You never know how many are coming. So I was prepared, and we've got a big box of leftover. But they're goodies. They're not candy. They're crackers and cookies and things like that in packages.
Well, what I did was I bought bags of candy, and they had like 2 for 1. But I went through, and all the ones I didn't like, the ones with nuts and things in it, then I took them and put them in a bag and took them to the hospital and gave it to the nurse's station. And so I was able to get rid of the ones that we don't eat that way.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. But it was kind of what I expected, I think. My neighbor, I don't know, we packed it in at about 7:30 going on 8, but my neighbor said they left their light on. They had their little gathering. And they said 9:30 they still had some teenagers coming by.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's glad to see people getting out now. So now, Tom and Joni and Kelly, what do you have leftover pumpkins, and what do you do with your leftover pumpkins?
You know, what I do with my leftover pumpkins, I put them up in the attic and store them until next year.
Oh, there you go. So they're not edible. They don't decompose.
But we have had edible ones. And what we would do with them is we turn them into compost, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
After Halloween, there's so many jack-o'-lanterns left over, but they do have a beneficial purpose for the garden, like you say, composting. But you could also, too, if you live out in the country areas where you have animals or conservation areas, you can put your edible pumpkins out in the conservation area, and squirrels and deer and opossum and raccoons will eat it. So that's a good choice. Or you could dry the pumpkin seeds out And you can put those in your bird feeder. The birds love pumpkin seeds.
You know, I guess you could roast them, too, if you like them.
That's right, and I do. I kind of like to munch on those. But then you can also recycle pumpkins to donate them at local animal rescue centers or farms because pigs and cows and goats love to eat pumpkins. I did not know that.
They're kind of like me. I like pumpkin pie. Yeah.
Or you can use the pumpkins to craft the rinds into bird feeders. You can just cut it off and then clean it out and put bird feed or bird seed in the center of them. And the birds will come and eat the seeds out of them. So if you do, I think that's a great idea. And then eventually just recycle it in your compost pile. But then, so if you want to donate it to an animal agency, you want to contact them first to make sure that they're accepting them. And so, and also the organizations, they'll give you locations where you can drop them off. So
you can see it with a whole bunch of pumpkins coming overnight at their doorstep and they don't know what to do with them.
That's it, exactly. And so you can also recycle them in the compost bin. They will take them.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thought, that if you haven't done any carving on the pumpkin, we still have Thanksgiving coming up, and it's a time when we still have fall decorations. I'm going to leave mine out. I don't know. Joni may be thinking of taking them down, but I'd like to leave them out.
The pumpkins?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And we have some scarecrows out there also. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is fall, and with Thanksgiving coming up, might as well leave them out till then anyway.
Yeah,
right.
They're
and
out
the,
now, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Shouldn't they last about a month or 6 weeks?
A pumpkin can last a long time. It's essentially a winter squash. So I know what some people have done with their pumpkins is they paint them. They don't carve them. And so they could be out. If only one side is painted or if they're painted colorfully, they would still be attractive outside. So I wouldn't be in a rush.
No, you don't have to, to do that. But if you're going to paint them or put glitter on them, then you don't want to compost them. So that would be, you would have to just throw them away after, or let the animals eat portion of it, cut off the painted part, and then leave the rest of the pumpkin for the animals. But you don't want to compost anything with paint and glitter on it.
The other thing I've heard people do is turn them into planters. Now, I don't know, cut them out, put soil in them, put a plant or two in it. I would think it would rot away pretty quick. But
It would, but again, if you're going to save them for Thanksgiving, that might be something you could do for the Thanksgiving one. So I have never left mine out for longer than a couple of weeks. So how long do they get insects, Tom? They would still. So putting them by the front door kind of would not be a good thing to do then.
Only for a little bit of time, yeah. And people have different ways of, disinfecting them, using bleach and things of that nature. But still, they're going to rot and the insects are going to come in and get to them. That's for sure.
That's true. So Tom and Johnny, have you ever seen the pictures of the big, huge water lilies that are 6 foot across and they have like the Victorian women standing on them?
Yeah. Actually, I forget the name of that lily. Is that a Victorian lily?
It's a Victorian water lily. That's what they were called.
Yeah. I've seen them put a small child on them and have them out there. And Bock Tower Gardens has some of those or has had them in the past out in their big lake area out there, which is kind of neat.
Well, we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking about Kanapaha Botanical Gardens with Alexis Caffrey. She's coming up. She's the director. And we just are very fortunate here in Florida that through the wintertime, these botanical gardens are open and that we have a beautiful place to visit and see such beautiful plants.
Yeah. One of the neat things we did, and it might be something people would think about, is that right after Christmas, we had all the Christmas celebrations and everything. We had a nice breakfast, and then we went down to Bock Tower Gardens. We took our son down there, and we all went down and just enjoyed the day.
And it's so funny because you can go out and socially distance, but you're out in the fresh air, you're out in the sun, and it's just amazing to see. And it gives you inspiration for designing your own gardens. You can see what you would, plants you would like to do. And botanical gardens usually have their plants identified with signage, so you could find the names and then put them down in a little list and see, what nurseries sell them.
Yeah, it'd be kind of frustrating if they didn't have them identified. I mean, going through and not knowing exactly what they are. I wonder how many of them stay open during the holidays.
Well, you know, with COVID right now, they are open because they can legally be open, and they've been open throughout the summertime. So, but they do enforce the social distancing and the masks, and you want to be, you know, personal protection on there. You want to be just very clean. So,
yeah, a lot of people probably don't realize how many botanical gardens there are throughout the state, and so they might want to check in their own local community. Like if you're in Tallahassee's McClay Gardens up there, and if you're in Central Florida, there's Lou Gardens, there's Nearling Gardens,
Mead Gardens.
So there's lots of them around, and each one has its own theme, and each one has lots of suggestions, as you mentioned, that you might want to bring home with you.
There you go. And Mead Gardens has a plant sale this weekend, so it's a good opportunity to visit and pick up some good plants. Tom, Joni, we're going to take a brief break, and when we return, we're going to be talking to Alexis Caffrey. She's the director of Kanapaha Botanical Gardens. They have the largest herb gardens in the Southeast. She's going to tell us how to grow herbs, and so they're right there in Gainesville, Florida. Stay tuned. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-819-6675. That's 800-819-6675. Again, 800-819-6675.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Fall is a time of the year to be planting herbs. And so we have an expert coming on with who will be telling us how to grow herbs. It is Alexis Caffrey. She is the director of one of Florida's most renowned and diverse gardens, the Kanapaha Botanical Gardens in Gainesville, Florida. It's one of my favorite gardens to visit. It is so beautiful that the botanical pictures you can take, the photographs you can take are amazing. It's got easy pathways to walk. You can even bring your dog on a leash, and so many beautiful plants. And so thank you for joining us this morning, Alexis. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
We are so excited that we can still go out and visit botanical gardens during this time. Alexis, for our new listeners and people that are new to Florida, describe how Kanapaha Botanical Gardens epitomizes variety.
Sure. So we're one of the most diverse botanical gardens in the state. In terms of the number of specialty gardens we have either over 20 different specialty gardens that have taxonomic or ecological themes, and then just the number of species within those gardens.
It is. How did Kanapaha Botanical Gardens get their name? It sounds Indian.
Yeah, so we get the namesake from Lake Kanapaha, which is the northern side of the property. It's historically a 250-acre lake. It's a derivative of two Tamuquan Indian words, Canna and Paha, which means palmetto leaves and house. And It was referring to their thatched dwellings when they used to live along the lake shore.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's kind of neat. So what kind of unusual or exotic plants might visitors see?
So a couple that come to mind is one is bashful briar plant. It's not hard to find or hard to get. We actually give it away to kids at the gardens, but it's unusual and that it's a plant that moves. If you run your hands across the foliage, the leaves will close, and it's a anti-herbivory technique. What's left is thorns, and so it's just decreasing that photosynthetic area that the, you know, rabbits and deer would normally eat. So that's a really neat one. I'm sorry, were you about to say something?
No,
go right ahead.
Okay. Another one that I wanted to point out is Wong Chuck bamboo, just because the variety is Kanapaha. So the species is Bambusa textilis Kanapaha. It's the same genus and species as royal bamboo, Bambusa textilis. But the variety that we got, we noticed it was more robust than the royal bamboo. It had a bluer hue to it. The canes were bigger. The canes were taller. So we were able to get it named Variety Kanapaha by publishing it in a horticultural magazine. So that's interesting. So, and of course, the Kanapaha signature plant is our giant Victoria water lilies. They grow during the summertime. They're annuals. But Victoria water lilies are by far the world's largest water lilies. We mainly grow one of the two species, Victoria cruziana. That one regularly gets leaves bigger than 6 feet in diameter. So it's really amazing for people who have never seen it. And we hold the world record for the largest Victoria water leaf, at 93 inches.
Oh, that's incredible. So Kanapaha holds the title of the largest herb garden in the Southeast. So tell us about the herb garden, how big it is, and what herbs you grow.
Sure. So it's just shy of a half an acre, And the herb garden is mainly comprised of three areas. The largest portion of it is the medicinal area. So these are, you know, plants that have some sort of medicinal property. And then the other two areas are the knot garden and the aromatic garden. The aromatic garden, like the name suggests, has things that have some sort of aroma. We have that planted up in raised beds so that it's easier for people to bend down and smell the plants. And the third one is the knot garden. And this is a design made out of plants that have different textures, shapes, and colors that are meant to show a knot or a design that is viewed from above. And what we used was a Renaissance design, and it's made of herbs as well.
It is.
I think
beautiful.
It's kind of fun walking through the fragrant portion of it, because that's what I like to do with herbs. I like to walk through and just pinch them.
Sure, absolutely. And we have a lot of them in there. We have rosemary and apple mint and chocolate mint and lemon verbena. So, yeah, there's a lot of different options.
Yeah, and you don't harvest them, though, do you? You just leave them for
That's correct. We leave them for the public to be able to see. It's the same with, you know, we have some fruit trees and we have bananas, and we leave those just so that people can see them and view them.
Yep. Now, fall is a good time to grow herbs in Florida. Do you have any trouble with the cold? You're in Gainesville, so it gets a little cooler than some other areas of the state.
Sure. So the majority of the plants that we have in the herb garden are perennials. Now, some of them will die back to the ground and then come back. And then, of course, we do have some that are like annuals that we have to replant, basil. Some during, you know, mild winters, we don't have to replant some years, and some years we do, like lemon verbena and lemongrass. But there are some that are meant to be planted in the wintertime. So a lot of the Mediterranean herbs, thyme, oregano, lavender, rosemary, which does act like a perennial, it is best to plant that in the wintertime if you're getting it started, or really the fall, as opposed to the summertime when it's so hot.
So what kind of care do they need? Do you fertilize often and, you know, watering? What kind of maintenance does Kanapaha do?
Sure. So we fertilize. If we do fertilize, it will be in the springtime. So Alachua County has a strict fertilize ordinance. So you can only fertilize March, April, and May. And most of our plants have been established for years. And so really, if we're fertilizing, it's after we planted to get a plant going, or if we're trying to get it to flower. So we might fertilize in March if we plant periwinkle, things that are flowering plants, nasturtium, something that we're trying to get to flower. But we don't blanket fertilize the whole herb garden. We'll just spot fertilize here and there. I plant things like viola in the wintertime that I would love to fertilize to get them to flower better, but can't anymore. Calendula is another one that we would plant in the wintertime to get some color. But they do flower, but not as proficiently. As far as irrigation, what we do with the herb garden, and really most areas of the gardens have the same regime, which is if we don't get a good hard rain in a week, which is 1 to 2 inches, we will fertilize that garden for about 4 hours. The entire gardens, for the most part, is under irrigation. And during the fall, you know, you can cut back on that. So we definitely decrease the amount of watering if we don't have a good hard rain in a week or two, and even less so, you know, in the wintertime when it's, you know, colder.
Do you use a mulch?
Yes, we do. So we probably, I mean, it changes, you know, but for the most part, usually we get to mulching the herb garden at least once a year. And the mulch is used, you know, for aesthetic reasons. It looks nicer, but it has a lot of benefits as well. The main thing is that it keeps the weeds down, but it also holds soil moisture in the ground. And then it acts as an amendment of organics into the soil as well.
So you must have a lot of butterflies and pollinators flitting around with your herbs and the flowers that you add. But how do you control pests?
So for the herb garden, we don't spray anything in the herb garden, really. A lot of the herbs naturally deter insects, and so it's not as necessary. We don't really find too many pest problems in the herb garden. We do have some pest problems in other areas of the gardens, but it's not really a problem in the herb garden. Also, a lot of times people tend not to spray herbicides because they're going to be harvesting the herbs. But there are alternatives that you can do. You can do a Volk's oil spray, for example, if it's scale. You can do a insecticidal soap for something like aphids. And, of course, what does work best is a insecticide or a systemic insecticide like Bonide or something that gets taken into the plant and will stay and, you know, act on the insect for a couple of months. So that's just kind of a personal preference, but we have never deemed that necessary, and, you know, our plants are not declining.
You know, that's one of the herbs I get the most questions about is basil, and it seems like home gardeners have a tough time sometimes with basil. You have any secrets to growing basil?
We have a few different species of basil, and, you know, actually, it's for us, it seems to grow pretty easily. Basil is a full sun plant. If they're having problems with it, you know, you're going to want to plant that in the spring. And I would wait a couple weeks to a month maybe before fertilizing it. It's always kind of good to let plants get established. And then, you know, when you first plant it, you're probably going to want to watch it and water it more, maybe two or three times the first couple weeks. And then watering it once a week when you don't have a good hard rain, and it should be pretty good. A lot of our species of basil, like columnar basil, which is a really special one we like, that one we have to take cuttings and replant every year. So most basils kind of act like annuals. But if we have a mild winter, sometimes they will come back up from the base.
Wonderful. So how can listeners find out more about Kanapahaw Botanical Gardens and how to visit?
Sure. So we have a really nice website that has really all of the information I think people would want to know, or at least 95% of it. Our website is kanapahaw.org. We also have a social media presence, so you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. And you can also ask to sign up for our newsletter, our email express marketing program as well. That lets you know about special events, which we currently aren't having too many besides our guided tours because of COVID. We have canceled all of our major special events because of COVID.
There you go. Well, Alexis, thank you for joining Tom and I today on Better Lawns and Gardens. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
In Florida, 75% of pedestrian and bicyclist fatalities occur at night. Many drivers say they never saw them. Driving at night can be challenging for drivers, and their failure to see pedestrians is often fatal. Drivers, always watch for pedestrians and cyclists. Pedestrians, be visible at night, wear brighter reflecting clothing, and carry a light. And if you plan on riding a bike at night, always use lights so you can be seen. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Most of us have seen hashtag Facebook and Instagram posts celebrating family events, new houses, achievements, or causes we support. All are important, but do you find yourself adding hashtag blessed before you post? Has social media made it too easy to compare the successes of others by a little bit of humble bragging of your own? It's not wrong to acknowledge our blessings, but maybe we've lost sight of what God meant by the term blessed. If you said yes to Jesus, you've already been blessed over and above anything you could ever deserve. If you haven't, you're missing life's greatest blessing. But here's what to remember. God blesses us so that we can be a blessing. Blessings aren't to hoard, but to share. When we've been given much to be thankful for, we should share generously with others. So the next time you're feeling hashtag blessed, ask God how to use that particular blessing to be a blessing to others. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. And it's a good time to get your gardening questions answered.
Yeah, I'm like lonely here, actually. I have no text messages in. I need somebody to write me something just to make sure it's working.
So there you go. That's good. And so we do have Joni's Corner coming up. Joni's coming down the garden path right now. And we're going to be talking about one of the things that is a bane in my garden. So
And the reason she's doing this one today is because I've been pulling them out all week. I've been repairing a fence, and they were all tangled up in it. Ooh. And I don't want them going to seed, and it looks like they are, Joni.
Uh-oh. Okay. Now?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. There is an awful weed growing in some of our gardens, our yards. It's a very invasive vine. It's called Mormonica. Is that right, dear?
Yes.
And it belongs to the cucumber family. The common name for this invasive vine is balsam pear, balsam apple, or bitter melon.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one. The vines of this plant can grow to 10 feet or more throughout your shrubs and trees. At first, it's not very noticeable, but it slowly creeps along, branching out all over. And before you know it, the vine has totally taken over.
It is quick.
Ooh. When you go to remove it, you will notice it has very slender, delicate stems that break off when you start pulling it. It's best to locate the base of the vine and pull it, making sure you get the entire root. Got it? The root. Yes, yes. I also suggest that you wear gloves, as this vine doesn't have a very pleasant odor, and removing the smell from your hands isn't easy, so don't do it. It has small yellow flowers along the vine, and after the flowers die, the fruit portion forms. The stems are slightly fuzzy with tendrils. Leaves are dark green and deeply notched and lobed. The root is small green with a bump all the way over the waxy skin. When mature, it turns a bright orange and eventually splits open to expose a bright scarlet interior, which contain seeds. In the Orient, it can be purchased canned or dried, and the pulp of these seeds is eaten. It's also used in soaps and as a vegetable. When the fruit makes it bitter and acid flavor. Actually, I wouldn't suggest that you eat any part of it, as it's in the Florida Poisonous Plants list. In some parts of the world, it is used medicinally, but in the U.S., it is grown mainly as a curiosity. If you're wondering how the vine came into your yard and you know you never would have planted it on purpose, you can thank a little birdie flying overhead. You can remove it using Roundup if it's in an area all by itself, but be careful. Don't get it in near any of your plants or shrubs that you want to keep.
Yeah, it's actually just as easy to pull it out, I think.
Good. Yeah, I think so.
Just go ahead and pull it up. And I have to tell you a story about this one here because the fruits are orange, yellowish orange, and they have seeds in them. And the seeds are covered with a red portion called an aril. And when I had a class one time, it was a wildlife class, and I was walking out down the pathway, and here's a kid eating what I thought was the seeds.
Oh,
and
no.
I told him, I said, you know, they're poisonous. And he said, well, I only eat the red portion. And, you know, he was right. The red portion is edible, but that's the only portion you want to eat. And they're called bitter melons because the wild ones are so bitter. And even the cultivated ones, they boil them and then stuff them with rice and ground beef and things of that nature. Teresa, that sounds like something you might have tried at one time.
No. The fruit is so pretty, but it's too late when you see that fruit because the seeds are going to be popping soon. So yeah. I liked the leaves are very identifiable because they kind of look like little maple leaves with little curls on them. And so they're very easy to identify and just pull them out because if not, next season, you're going to have so many coming up. And they like aluminum fences. So
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, they do like those fences. So when you see them going up the fence and you see the yellow flower on them, like Joni said, then you want to make sure you get them pulled before those seeds develop.
Yeah, and the portion that the people eat when they do it is the green portion. They don't wait till they get yellow. At least I don't think they do. They wait when they're young and green, then they'll boil them, get some of the bitterness out of them, and then they go ahead and use them. And there's different varieties of the plant, actually. That some ethnic groups like to utilize. So
there
you can grow if you want to.
I know, but please don't. Not near my house because the birds will fly over. Tom, yeah. We're going to be able to take text messages. You're lonely there, so we're going to take text messages.
Yeah, 2360. Give me a text.
There you go. Or you can give us a call at 407-916-5400. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Most of us have seen hashtag Facebook and Instagram posts celebrating family events, new houses, achievements, or causes we support. All are important, but do you find yourself adding hashtag blessed before you post? Has social media made it too easy to compare the successes of others by a little bit of humble bragging of your own? It's not wrong to acknowledge our blessings, but maybe we've lost sight of what God meant by the term blessed. If you said yes to Jesus, you've already been blessed over and above anything you could ever deserve. If you haven't, you're missing life's greatest blessing. But here's what to remember. God blesses us so that we can be a blessing. Blessings aren't to hoard, but to share. When we've been given much to be thankful for, we should share generously with others. So the next time you're feeling hashtag blessed, ask God how to use that particular blessing to be a blessing to others. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
I'm a father.
I'm an aunt. I'm a neighbor.
I'm a veteran.
But out here, on the water,
I'm operating the boat.
A boat operator.
I'm a safe operator.
the operator.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, you only have one job. Keep everyone safe. Always scan the water and be aware of your surroundings. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a garden question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. He's feeling lonely there, but Tom, we do have a question.
Yes, we do, and it's from Mike, who lives in Eustis, and he said, for the past 2 weeks, we have not seen birds. We've fed them for years. Where did they go? And, you know, I did notice that the bird population had dropped down over the last couple of weeks. Joni, I think you
noticed
that.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
But last night, yesterday afternoon, when we were sitting out before supper, there was tons of birds that came in.
Yes.
And it looks like the blackbirds are back. We saw cardinals. We saw woodpeckers. So I think they're coming back. I for some reason, they just left. I don't know. Maybe there's so much feed out there, so much seed out there.
Other people.
Yeah. They are just mm-hmm. you know, available. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. I've got this other neat question, Teresa, if it's okay. Yeah.
Sure.
It came by email, and it says they want to change their St. Augustine over to Bahia, okay? Bahia, however you want to say it. And it says both the neighbors on either side of St. Augustine, and I think what they're scared of is a clash between the two lawns to the Bahia. And he said, will that be the issue? Will the St. Augustine slowly creep over? And my guess is, yeah, the two lawns will kind of meld together eventually. What do you think?
I think they will, and he's going to have to be careful about, well, he can keep it under control with using, you know, an herbicide that will, you know, for Bahia grass that will kill St. Augustine, but then he's going to have bare patches in his yard.
Yeah, and here's the other portion of this question here. It says, what is the best way to change it over? Can I do it in pieces because of the cost? And the thing that we need to know about Bahia doesn't run as quickly as St. Augustine. And so if you put a piece in, I can't tell you, you know, how long it's going to take for it to fill in. You're much better off going with sod or seed on Bahia. And most home residents are not very good at doing seed of Bahia. So,
right.
So you either sod it. It's just not going to work. The plugging technique that we use for St. Augustine is not going to work with the Bahia.
Especially during the wintertime, you know, if we get into the colder temperatures, it's going to take a little more for individual little plugs to fill in. So no, it's going to be probably more expensive to do it by the plugs and do it over time than it would be to sod it all at one time.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another question just came in. It says they got something chewing on my strawberries at the base. How can I treat it? You know, it's just Mike in Winterhaven wrote this to us. You got to find out what it is first, Mike. My guess is you've got probably a caterpillar, one of the cutworm types down the base. It could also be slugs, I would think. What do you think, Teresa?
I think I'm leaning towards slugs a little bit more. But he's going to have to figure out what it is killing it so that he can use the right kind of control.
Yeah, look underneath the plants. If you've got a mulch there, look in the mulch. It might be any one of those things.
Yeah, and look at it at night, too, so in case that they're sleeping during the day.
Yeah, that's a good time to go out. Go out in the nighttime and take a look. If it's slugs, we do have natural slug baits you can use. If it happens to be a caterpillar, a larva stage of a moth, then we do have natural products at the garden centers for that, too. So you have a couple of possible controls there that you could use. But the strawberries, this is the time to be planting them. And if you're interested, it may be hard to find the plants, but try some of the independent garden centers, and you might be able to pick them up that way. I understand from one of my garden center friends that strawberry plants are harder to get this year.
I'm sure, because we probably have a little bit less mom-and-pop nurseries and growers this year. So everything's going towards the stores. And so, seeds, is it too late to plant seeds for strawberries? I don't think so.
Well, the strawberries comes from seeds are not really good varieties for Florida. There are some seed varieties out there, but in general, we go with the plants, with the name varieties. One's been Sweet Charlie over the years and others. So if you can find them. One of the problems was that the people who have been supplying them are no longer in business, and so they have a harder time finding them. The farms aren't, but it's the people who are trying to get them for the garden centers that have them available for everybody.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. We also want to remind everybody that seeds are becoming more unavailable from the catalogs, too, as well. So if you're going to order seeds for the springtime, I would do it as soon as possible, because I'm already hearing from people that they're unavailable on certain websites.
Yeah, and I've had a situation where I couldn't get a variety. Hopefully that'll change as we go into the springtime, as the seed harvest comes in many areas. Hey, Teresa, tell us a little bit about Facebook and what you've been doing.
Well, we've been posting photographs and different types of gardening information on Facebook, and it's getting very popular. So if you're on Facebook, please go to our page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and like it. And we also post all of the resources that we talk about on the show. After the show, we'll post them, so you can go to those websites and download the resources that we mentioned. So it's going to be very good. So next hour, Tom, we have Lance Walheim, spokesman for BioAdvanced, and he's going to be joining us. And if you've never asked a gardening question, why don't you give us a call at 407-916-5400. Or you can text Tom at 23680. Stay tuned for hour number two. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.